When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Everyone, and welcome to another edition of Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tonight, the Braves, with a record of 1-2, travel to Southern Columbia to take on the Tigers. Southern in their first dual meet action. They were in tournament action earlier in the season, but getting their dual meet season underway. Well, hello, everyone. This is Steve Williams, and I got Bobby Subsick to my right here tonight to talk about this match.
How are we doing tonight, Steve?
Good, Bob. Got to have some pretty good matchups here, but we'll wait and see. Not sure what to expect from Southern. They've got a full lineup minus one. Well, they are introducing the wrestlers, so we will take this short timeout. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hey, wrestling fans, get set for an awesome season with Shikellamy High School Wrestling, sponsored in part by Reed Relations Consulting Sports Marketing. Reed Relations is excited to sponsor Shikellamy High School Wrestling broadcast on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tune in to catch all the action live, from takedowns to pins. It's going to be amazing. Reed Relations Sport Marketing supports high school, college, and professional athletes of all sports with expert branding services. Join us in celebrating teamwork and competition as we wish the Braves the best of luck during this season. Reed Relations Sports Marketing. Unleash your personal brand. Visit ReedRelations.org to learn more. Let's make this season legendary.
Mark and Troy here. It's been a big year at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And now we're getting ready for 2024 with our wrap up the year sales event. Like new Jeep Renegades, 50% off with up to $4,500 in discounts. 15% off all Jeep Gladiator Sports. That's a saving of up to $8,000. Take 10% off every 2023 Grand Cherokee in stock and 10% off every Ram 1500 in stock. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Shikellamy Stadium? It's Free Fallen Grill. There really is something for everybody on the menu that'll make them happy.
Yep, Free Fallen Grill has burgers, pizzas, hot subs, cold subs, wraps, sandwiches, too. And check out their Facebook page for daily specials. Free Fallen Grill offers local delivery, too. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit Lackawanna.edu today. That's Lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Life's expensive, from Claire's piano lessons to Fido's weekly dog grooming. But shopping for everyday essentials this Christmas doesn't have to be. With Wise Market's low, low price holiday favorites, saving money on your family's everyday purchases this Christmas just got a little easier. And now you can watch all those savings add up to even bigger holiday rewards, which you can redeem for gas, groceries, or even a holiday ham for Christmas. Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
News Radio 1070, WKOK presents Shikellamy Braves Wrestling. Braves Wrestling on WKOK is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Pretty Insurance, Wise Markets, Sunbury Motor Company, Lackawanna College, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, W&L Subaru, Pelican Snowballs, Free Fallen Grill, Aubrey Alexander Toyota, Add One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Fresh Roasted Coffee, Reed Relations Consulting, and Penn's Tavern. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Well, welcome back, everyone, and we are just about ready to get underway. No junior varsity bouts this evening. Junior high wrapping up the junior high winning, I think it was 61-42 over Southern Columbia. A very spirited duel between those two teams, and we are ready to get underway. We're going to start tonight at 121. Alex Reed for the Braves. And we believe Gage Clausen, a freshman. Reed is a senior at 5-3.
Oh, they're giving him a forfeit.
Well, the Braves up by the score of 6-0.
I don't think they wanted to give us the momentum to start.
Well, they do have an opening at 145, so I think they're going to bump everybody up.
Probably not a bad decision on their part.
Yeah, well, they're running into a kid that's been pretty hot here, too. Eben Kisner for the Braves, a junior, ranked fourth regionally.
Yep, oh, so they bumped him up.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. So we've got, they're going to move everybody up here. All right, so that'll put. Probably not a bad idea on their part, especially just starting the season on here.
Yeah, this is their first competition of the year, isn't it?
Well, they were at the Top Hat. However, about half the team wasn't there because they were, what were they? Oh, yeah, they were winning state football championships. That's what it was. So also a big congratulations to the Southern Columbia Tigers winning. I didn't write the number down, so I can't remember.
Yeah, man,
they're just unstoppable on the football field. Well, with the exception of one game against Mount Carmel this year, but they came back and avenged that. So, at any rate, we've got Eben Kisner for the Braves, junior 2-4, ranked fourth regionally against freshman Gage Clausen. Clausen is 0-0.
At the edge of the mat, he's got a front head and arm, but he needs to bring him back in.
Actually, I think Clausen is 0-2. He was at the Top Hat.
That's it. Drag him back in.
Now Kisner with that tight front head and arm right at Matt's edge. Tries to throw him by, runs out of Matt's face. Rocky Miller, the official tonight. Rocky is a good one, regularly referees at the state tournament.
Yeah, good official, no doubt.
Yeah, he is a very good official. He's been around for a while, too. So he's been doing this for, what, maybe 15 years? Oh, nice throw by Clausen.
Oh, nice though.
A standing switch by Kisner and a two-point takedown by Eben.
Trying to bundle him. Going to get up, pick up some back points here at the end of the period.
Puts Clausen over.
He's got a two count. Oh, he's got it tight, but he's going to run out of time.
Steps over and two-point near fall, 4-0. Or check that. Well, they have it at 6-0. How can it be 6-0?
No, that's the team score.
Okay. I'm looking at the wrong thing. That's my first time here. 4-0. Kisner on top of Clausen.
And he chooses down to start the second period.
Clausen laces the right leg. Up in a four-point stance.
Oh, there you go. Get that hand control
Kisner.
Up on his feet. Nice mat return, though.
Yeah, doesn't get the hand control, and Clausen puts him back down. Back to his feet comes Kisner. This time he's got the hand control, and this time he gets the escape.
Oh, and he's back. Puts him right on his back.
Yep, he does. Front headlock, and he sticks him over there. He's got...
No, he's not counting yet.
No,
not now he is.
In some trouble. He just needs to adjust it.
There
now he steps over.
There it
has
is.
Has him in double trouble.
Yeah, there's a fall.
And he pins him. 2:38 of the second period. Kisner puts the Braves out by the score of 12-0. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Shikellamy Stadium? It's Free Fall and Grill. There really is something for everybody on the menu that'll make them happy.
Yep, Free Fall and Grill has burgers, pizzas, hot subs, cold subs, wraps, sandwiches, too. And check out their Facebook page for daily specials. Free Fall and Grill offers local delivery, too. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
This is Kyle.
And Haley.
December is a great month to celebrate the holidays at Penn's Tavern.
Every Tuesday is Tapas Tuesday. Choose three items from our Tapas menu, plus one side, all for $19.95. Or just choose something from our regular menu.
Wednesday and Thursday, we also offer our authentic German dishes along with our regular menu. Yeah. Penn's Tavern gift certificates make the perfect present.
We are open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Located on Route 147 between Sunbury and Herndon on the beautiful Susquehanna River.
Merry Christmas from Penn's Tavern, a piece of heaven on Route 147.
And we are back on a very quick fall at 133. Isaac McGregor for the Braves, a 23-second fall over Gavin Brown, who bumped up from 127. Looks like we're going to have what? Hold on here.
For the Braves, Gary Brubaker for the Tigers.
Got to be Caden Gray. Okay, that's what we thought. 139, Derek Brubaker, a senior for the Braves, 0-3, 0-2, sophomore. Caden Gray. Actually, I think he's 3-2. I didn't transfer all the information up here. So he is 3-2, and we are underway. Gray 2-1 on the left arm of Brubaker. Brubaker clears that.
So there's a nice takedown. Puts him right to his back, though, unfortunately.
That is Gray with a lateral drop on Brubaker. He's going to pick up a two-point near fall. Leads 4-0. Brubaker working to come back to his knees, but Gray puts a bar in on the left side, trying to use that to tilt Brubaker over. Steps out to the left side, now back to the rear. He's got the bar arm left. Posts the wrist on the right side, loses the wrist, loses the bar. Brubaker to his knees.
Now he's to his feet. Oh, nice mat return, though. Got to clear that arm, though.
Picked Brubaker up and planted him back down. And now puts on a half Nelson. He's got Brubaker on his back. There's a lot of time. Miller down looking. Brubaker keeping that right shoulder.
Oh, that's tight.
Oh, that is tight. Got the full body press. He's got the half Nelson.
That's a heck of a fight.
Steps over.
He's got 15 seconds left.
Gray with the double trouble.
I think he's going to fight out of it.
Bridges. 5 seconds to go. Gray up on his toes driving. And he will. 3-point near fall.
Managed to fight out of it.
Yep. Could have been a lot worse. 7-0. Caden Gray leads Derek Brubaker after a period of wrestling. Second period wrestling. Referee's down. Brubaker on the bottom. He gets set. And we're back underway.
Breaks him right down. Trying to work that half in.
Yeah, breaks him to his side. Brubaker.
Oh, now he's got the bar in.
I say keeping the elbows in, but Gray uses that to put a bar in on the right side. Running it. Steps over. And
he's got a one. Now he's counting.
Yep, okay. Puts Brubaker over. No, Gray going to collect the near fall points and then adjust. Not in a real good position now. Brubaker trying to bridge and pin him. 2:39 of the second period. That puts Southern Columbia on the board 18-6 in favor of the Braves. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Make a difference in our community today during the 2023 Subaru Share the Love event.
For every new Subaru purchase or lease, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charity partners, and WNL will personally match the donation. Choose from the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, the National Park Foundation, or our hometown charities, Geisinger Children's Miracle Network or Haven Ministries.
Plus, you can take advantage of as low as 1.9% financing on all 2023 Subaru Forester models.
Off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only. Subaru Forester models excludes PFF model trim. See WNL Subaru for complete details. Offers expire 1/2/24.
And we're back, 145. Colton Sleer, a junior for the Braves, 0-2. Sophomore Connor Sleer. Colton Hrabowski for Southern Columbia, sophomore. And Hrabowski with a quick takedown gives Sleer the escape, so the score 2-1. Now Hrabowski in deep on the left leg.
Oh, he almost rolled him through. But...
Sleer trying to set up that...
Old double trouble.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's...
The old elevator Mike Undercoff used to use years ago.
That's what I was trying to think. Yeah, Mike first used that a lot. He was great at it.
Oh, he's in trouble now. He's got that bar in.
Yeah. And bends him. 1 minute and 29 seconds of the first period. Hrabowski with the fall. 18-12 in favor of the Braves. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This is Kyle.
And Haley.
December is a great month to celebrate the holidays at Penn's Tavern.
Every Tuesday is Tapas Tuesday. Choose three items from our tapas menu, plus one side, all for $19.95. Or just choose something from our regular menu.
Wednesday and Thursday, we also offer our authentic German dishes along with our regular menu. Penn's Tavern gift certificates make the perfect present.
We are open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Located on Route 147 between Sunbury and Herndon on the beautiful Susquehanna River.
Merry Christmas from Penn's Tavern, a piece of heaven on Route 147.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
And we are back, 152 pounds. AJ Benedict for the Shikellamy Braves. He is a junior at 0-2, I believe. Mason Barvitsky, a senior at 4-0, currently ranked fifth in the state AA. He was a tournament champion up at the Top Hat tournament, and he leads by the score of 9-2 with just a little bit more than a minute to go. Puts Benedict on his back with a half. Nelson, he has got him tight, goes to the reverse. Nelson steps over. Now steps to the opposite side.
Yeah, now he's got a headlock.
Now he's got the headlock. And he pins him. 1 minute and 26 seconds. Barvitsky with the fall, and that'll tie it up at 18. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans, as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the old Sunbury Textile Mill, just past the Shikellamy High School, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
And we are back 160 pounds. Cole Wetzel, a junior for the Braves, 3-5, 1-2 senior Jamin Golden for the Tigers. And Cole comes out. Nice takedown.
Yeah, nice double leg takedown for a 2-point lead here.
Leads by the score of 2-0. Both of these wrestlers, regional honorable mentions. And again, Southern is a double-A size school. Of course, Shikellamy triple-A. Shikellamy in the Northwest region, Southern in the Northeast region. Don't ask how all that works. Just believe me when I tell you that's how it works.
Yeah, well, poor Cole's had to wrestle Connor Hare twice already this year, so
yeah.
That's not good. That's not good for the record.
Well, yeah, it's not good for the record now. Quite frankly, who cares? Because
it'll help him down the road.
Yeah, absolutely, and you can see it right now. Of course, Connor Hare, the two-time and defending state champion from Montgomery.
Committed to go to Rutgers.
Yeah. Actually, I was going to say Barvitsky, I think it was. Yeah, Barvitsky, I believe, is committed to West Point.
Yeah, he's going to West Point.
That is the end of the first period with the score 2-0 in favor of Shikellamy's Cole Wetzel over Jamin Golden. The Braves are back in action Thursday night when they travel up to Central Mountain to take on a team they have never, ever beaten, not ever once. Not even close ever once. The Central Mountain Wildcats.
Last time we beat them is when they were Lock Haven.
Yeah, well, yeah, Lock Haven or Bald Eagle Nittany.
And
second period wrestling.
Wetzel gets an escape.
Cole Wetzel on the bottom. Stands, isolates the hands. 1-point escape. He leads 3-0.
You know, Central Mountain's only lost one time in the dual meet since they combined.
I know that. And I called that match when Sealance Grove beat them on SBC Sports. I was up there for that. Working with a rush, it goes to a single and off the edge.
Unfortunately,
of the mat.
Goes off the mat.
One programming note for Thursday is that the girls, Shikellamy girls team, will be on the schedule as well with a dual meet against Central Mountain, a team that they wrestled on Sunday. They lost to them. It's pretty close, actually. I understand as a result of that success on Sunday, they've got 3 new recruits in the room with them.
Well, that's good.
So we get some more bodies out there.
Nice snap and spin behind.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what you practice at the end of practice every night. Snapped them down, spun around to the rear. 5-0 lead for Cole Wetzel. Got a chance to see the young ladies on Sunday. What a great day of wrestling, I'll tell you what. So they will be in competition on Thursday along with the junior high and the varsity.
Wetzel needs to stay under the arms here. He's lucky he almost locked his hands there. I think Rocky missed it.
Yeah, Goldman stands and turns. 1-point escape. And that's late. Man, under 20 seconds. You don't like to give them up.
You don't like to give up those late points.
Finish on top. He owes us a takedown here.
You especially don't want to give up two here with 5 seconds to go. He's in better position now.
Now that is the end of the second period. 5-1 lead for Cole Wetzel.
I would imagine he'll choose the bottom position, and he does.
That'll turn your coach's hair gray, giving up those points late in the period like that. Coach Tim Bush, I'm not sure that we'll know it.
I was going to look, because Tim doesn't have any hair, so he's lucky.
His head shaved, so, yeah. As is Coach Pepper.
Yep.
Also sitting on the Braves side tonight, Matt Neff. State qualifier for the Braves, about 10, 12 years ago, I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, he's working that cross-face cradle, but he lost it.
Yeah, Golden gets big. Wetzel back to work with a tight waist. Steps to the rear. One-on-one on the left arm. Golden sits. Wetzel breaks him down. Tight waist by Wetzel. Golden sitting on the mat.
Yeah, he's on his knees too much on top, and he got right out there. Not good to be on both your knees.
No, Golden, never to be good to be on both your knees, except for when you start a period. 5-2 lead with that escape for Jamin Golden.
Got 45 seconds here. Oh, nice shot.
Yep, Golden.
See if Wetzel can fight it off.
Golden in on.
And he does.
That left leg. Back to their feet, neutral. Cole Wetzel needs to pick it up here.
Oh, he's just got to spin. Spin and get your two. There you go.
Steps behind. 2-point takedown for Wetzel. They give it up just as quickly as he got it. Now goes to a front headlock. Looking for the cradle.
10 seconds to go. He's pretty safe here.
Got to wrestle 6 minutes here, Cole. That is the end of the match to Cole Wetzel. A 7-2 win over Jamin Golden. 21-18, Braves back on the lead. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, it's Mike from Aubrey Alexander Toyota. Home to low price, guarantee. If you beat our deal, we'll pay you $1,000. Aubrey Alexander Toyota would like to wish the Shikalmi Braves wrestling team good luck in their upcoming season and a special shout out to my son, Senior Alex Reed. Go get him, kid. Aubrey Alexander Toyota. On the strip and ceiling rope, taking the deals, the other guys.
We'll know here in a minute.
Would people describe you as trustworthy, committed, and organized? If so, you may be perfect for a career in accounting. And the perfect place to start your career is Lackawanna College in Sunbury. With associate and bachelor's degree programs, Lackawanna College can prepare you for a lifetime of success in a field where your skills are always in demand. Learn more about your future in accounting. Visit lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Nice single there.
Yeah. And we are back 172. Connor Wetzel, a junior for the Braves, 7-2. Senior Loudon Murphy, he is 0-0. And right now Wetzel, two quick takedowns, escape in between, leads 4-1.
Very nice single leg.
Yeah, got in nice single, and Murphy tried one of those from the standing position, the dive under funk roll, but completely missed the leg of Wetzel. I don't know if he missed the leg or if Wetzel just hit his ankle, so either way it worked. Now Wetzel looking for a far side cradle. Braves leading by 3, 21-18. Some decisions to be made here in the next couple weights. The Braves have weighed in some extra wrestlers. We'll have to see. They really only have one possible move to make. And we'll see what the thinking is.
Do you know what Garrett Garcia weighed in at?
Yes, I do. I would be remiss if I didn't. Garrett Garcia weighed at 203.5.
So he's eligible for heavyweight.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Because he could wrestle 215 and one up.
Absolutely. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Five kids weighed in for the next three weights. That is the score, 4-1 after a period. Connor Wetzel on top. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Wetzel on the bottom. He stands. Murphy tries to pick him up. Wetzel. Oh, turns.
Nice switch. Oh, he's got it a half in.
Turns in on.
Oh, this is deep.
On Murphy. Puts in the half. Nelson up under the arm.
He only got a two count, though.
Yeah, he's just got to adjust here a little bit as he pulls up heavy. Now he gets a... settles
Archer,
Murphy.
There you go. Archer back. Head up.
Murphy trying to push a leg
get
up.
Get your hips down. Head up, there you go, Arch.
He got
lost
a little bit too overextended, so he's going to readjust to a reverse Nelson. Murphy doing a good job of keeping that right shoulder up.
Yeah, he fights out of it.
Snap roll through, 3-point near fall.
Now he's going.
Wetzel.
Now he's going to a cross face cradle. He's got. Does he have it locked? Nope.
No. It looked like he had.
Yeah, he does have it.
Yes, he does. And he's got it up.
He's again. Got him over.
He's got it up.
Hit that bottom knee in the side.
Has it locked up around his head where you need to have it. Steps over. Boy, again, Murphy.
Really got 2-point near fall out of that last one, though.
Murphy doing a great job. At
oh, there you go.
Up. Now Murphy leans into Wetzel. Wetzel tightens it up.
Oh.
Man, he has tried everything in the book. 3-point near fall. Steps out to the right side. Like to get a pin here, not a tech fall.
He's doing everything he can not to get pinned. He's going over again.
Yep. Bar arm right,
him up.
Puts him over. Referee holding 3.
Yeah, he's going to run out of time.
End of the second period, 15-1 in favor of Connor Wetzel. Choices to Murphy. Wetzel's going to have to take him down, put
he's
him to
have
his
to,
back, and pin him.
Yeah, if he wants to pin him, he's going to have to take him right to his back because he's looking at a tech fall as soon as he gets a takedown.
Murphy giving ground big time. Wetzel in on a double, comes around to the rear. Murphy do his
He tries to get a cradle, but Rocky going to stop that.
17-1 tech fall for Wetzel in 4 minutes and 12 seconds, and we're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
40 years of business. They must be doing something right. AdOne thanks to customers for all the support. Many of them have been with AdOne for all of those 40 years. Stick with a locally owned company when you're in need of employee apparel, customer appreciation gifts, and spirit fundraising program items. There's pens and just about anything you can put them
probably,
on. AdOne wishes everyone happy holidays and a prosperous new year. Go to mypromotionalneeds.com. That's mypromotionalneeds.com. AdOne Advertising and Design.
Pelican Snowball Sunbury is the Susquehanna Valley's home of the world's best snowball, serving you the softest shaved ice with over 100 flavors to choose from every day. Open daily from April through September along Shikellamy Avenue in Sunbury. We can also serve the world's best snowball at any type of event that you're planning. Contact us to schedule your 2024 event today. For more information, visit us on Facebook at Pelican Sunbury PA. Pelican Snowball Sunbury. Come taste happy.
And we are back. 189 Christian Bosch, a sophomore for the Braves, 3-3. Junior Jude Bremigan for Southern. This is his first competition, but I can tell you last year he was 30-11, so he's not bad.
No.
And gets a quick takedown on Bosch, and there is quite a physical difference between these two as well. Bremigan is a slap-together young man. Working with a tight waist, bar arm left.
He's got such a heavy brace on that arm, he couldn't even get the bar in.
Yeah, he really does. Wow. That's we're talking about Bremigan. Bremigan with a huge brace on his left arm. It almost looked like a cast. It may be a cast underneath there. Who knows?
Yeah, that's heavy.
But with his right arm, is able to break Bosch to the mat.
He'd need to get his head off the mat.
Bremigan.
Good things don't happen when it's there.
No. Knees in your head. You don't want either of them down there. Bremigan going to tilt Bosch over. Got him with a one-on-one, 2-point near fall for Bremigan. 4-0 the lead.
Shook ahead in the team score, 26-18.
Yeah, the next couple weights are going to be very interesting because...
Well, we have 4 bouts to go?
Yes. 4-0 after a period in favor of Bremigan. The Braves, I think, can fill all those weights. He didn't weigh in a heavy weight, but I think they weighed an additional 189-pounder, which would bump into 215. They'd have to move Brody Raybuck up, and I'm sure that Southern's going to want to get Garrett Garcia and Brody.
I would think.
So it's going
to
come back.
Who has to send out first at 215? Do you know?
I didn't watch the coin toss, so. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Birmingham on the bottom. He stands, isolates a hand, scampers away. 1 point escape, 5-0 lead. Goes back to work with a Russian hook on the left arm. Drops his elevation, shoots in on the right leg, and a 2-point takedown for Birmingham. That was a nice series. I mean, he started off
Russian on the one side and shot the single to the opposite side.
Change elevations, drop to the opposite side. That's some big-time wrestling right there.
He's very athletic for a big boy.
Yeah, he sure is. Tight waist, right, chopping off on that left arm. Not much more that he can do with that big brace. Bosch stands, clears the arms, and goes right back in on a single. He's going underneath a big, strong boy, though. That's a tough place to be. Birmingham front headlock, circles around, and they go off the edge of the mat.
7-1, 48 seconds to go in the second.
Some nice action by Bosch. And we saw won some matches early in the season. He's got a lot of go. He'll give you 6 minutes, more if you need it. Wrestling a tough opponent, circling to the left arm, trying to find a weakness in that big braced arm.
They may have played football, but football ain't wrestling shape.
Bremming it in on the leg.
He needs the sprawl. Sprawl, get out of that.
Whizzer by Bosch. Bremming tries to shrug him by, and they'll come back to their feet neutral. Braves fans are getting into this. They can see the momentum shifting.
There's only 5 seconds left.
And that is the end of the second period. 7-1, the lead for
Jim Bremigen's getting tired.
Yeah.
The old whirly worm went up.
Yeah, he's going to need a bit of a breather there. I'm pretty sure they'll never change it in high school, but in college, with your first injury timeout, your opponent gets to
pick. They get to choose.
In high school, it's the second one.
Yeah.
I like that. Keeps the match moving. I mean, it kind of counters the replay that college.
It was actually blood time, not injury time.
Kind of counters the instant replay, which. When they go to that, it's 5 minutes and everybody gets a nice long break.
Really.
You know, wrestling is a sport where the best guy should win it in the third period. Of course, we've both seen a lot of really good, you know, first period wrestlers. But, man, oh, man, that third period is what can really define you. Bremigan with his hands on his hips.
That's not a good sign.
Nope. You don't want him on the mat. You don't want him on your hips. So they'll start the third period. Referee's down position. Bosch wants to go down. Looks like they're going to. I'm going to say they're going to let him up. But
nah, there's a little blood on the mat, I believe.
There is blood. We'll get that cleaned up. Of course, Christian, the son of head coach Tim Bosch, went out there giving his son some words of advice. Now we'll try it again. Referee's down position. Bosch on the bottom. He's set. And outside stand-up attempt by Bosch. Bremigan. Pressure. Bosch turns back in underneath.
He needs an escape here. So he can push him on the feet.
Bremigan.
There he goes. Nice.
As soon as he got that leg clear, he sat out. 1 point escape, 7-2. The lead for Bremigan. Bosch back and forth looking for an opening. Slaps the mat. Oh, he shot to the far leg. Front headlock. And we got... No, Bremigan pulled the singlet. One point to Bosch. 7-3. Yeah, Bosch slapped the mat, but then he shot to the back leg. You're going to slap the mat, slap it on the back leg side, and go for the near leg. Bosch in again. Bremigan. Very passive.
I believe he's tired.
Yeah. Bosch pushing the action a little bit.
Oh, there's a nice double leg, though. Oh, no, he got out of it. We'll watch the...
Bremigan with a reshot, gets in on a double. Bosch.
Back to a single.
Yeah,
watch that knee, though.
Bremigan
Rocky,
just,
come on.
Bremigan just hanging on. That's all he wants to do is kill the clock.
Yeah, that's getting a little.
Oh, and he called it a stalemate, get the boot. Yeah, you don't want to lose a kid this early in the season with a knee injury because he's done for the rest of the season.
Well, he got 35 seconds to go here. He's still down 7-3.
Bosch wades in, ties up in the head of Bremigan. Bremigan pops the hands off. Bosch back in. Bremigan.
Oh, he should have just spun and got the two.
Bosch with a front headlock. He's not going to be able to drag Bremigan to his knees.
He's too strong.
Over underhook. Just about. Bremigan was going to try and lateral drop him and just about fell backwards. Bosch going after him. Bremigan.
Yeah, he's going after him.
No stalling call. I told you Bosch would give you a good 6 minutes.
And that's going to end 7-3. Good bout, though.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Impressive display by Christian Bosch. 26-21. The Braves on top. We're back at 2:15 right after this.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster.
Here comes Brody.
As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for selling more cars and satisfying more customers. SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to see more choices and save more cash. And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it. SMC. In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
And we are back, 215 pounds. Brody Raybuck, a sophomore for the Braves, 8-1. And John Quinton, a sophomore, he is in at 0-0. And Raybuck with a real quick 2, leads 2-0. Raybuck ranked 13th in the state in the PA Power Wrestling.
I was hoping to see him wrestle Garrett Garcia.
Yeah, me too. Well, that means one thing is that Southern is going to take a forfeit at heavyweight. Just a matter of who's going to take it.
Garrett put his shirt back on, so it's not him.
Raybuck with a bar, runs Quinton over onto his back.
He's pinned. Come on, Rocky. He's pinned.
Wait a minute. He's out there on the mats, whirling around on his stomach. You're over here sitting nice and comfortable. But there is the fall. In a minute, and 19, Brody with the fall. 32-21, Braves lead. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Life's expensive. From Claire's piano lessons to Fido's weekly dog grooming. But shopping for everyday essentials this Christmas doesn't have to be. With Wise Market's low, low price holiday favorites, saving money on your family's everyday purchases this Christmas just got a little easier.
And now, you can watch all those savings add up to even bigger holiday rewards, which you can redeem for gas, groceries, or even a holiday ham for Christmas. Now, that's rewarding. That's why.
Down to two matches remaining.
Mark and Troy here. It's been a big year at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And now we're getting ready for 2024 with our wrap-up-the-year sales event. Like new Jeep Renegades, 50% off with up to $4,500 in discounts. 15% off all Jeep Gladiator Sports. That's a saving of up to $8,000. Take 10% off every 2023 Grand Cherokee in stock and 10% off every Ram 1500 in stock. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
And we are back 107 pounds because we have the forfeit at heavyweight, Garrett Garcia, taking the forfeit. So the score 32-27 in favor of the Braves. 107, Jacob Hendricks for the Braves, freshman 2-4, 2-3, sophomore Rowan Humphrey. Now Humphrey with a double puts Hendricks to the mat, trying to put him over onto his back. Cross-facing, he's got Hendricks in some trouble. And it looked, okay, he fought his way off. Boy, that was way too close. Rowan Humphrey now with a half Nelson on the left side. Walks over the upper body of
That's trouble.
Yeah, it is. Hendricks bridging. Rocky Miller down, looking. Hendricks keeping that left shoulder just millimeters off the mat.
No, now he readjusted. That's tight. He's got 25 seconds to fight out of that. That's a long 25 seconds.
Rowan Humphrey a little high. And Hendricks trying to roll out of it. Humphrey readjusts. Steps around. He's still got the right arm trapped. Hendricks fighting.
Yeah, he's going to survive the period anyhow.
Three more near falls and an 8-0 lead for Rowan Humphrey. You know, it's hard to believe. Probably everybody, not only in the Southern Columbia side, but the Shikellamy side, knows about Garrett Garcia and the mat. He hasn't wrestled in a year. He didn't wrestle at all last year.
No, he didn't. He was out. Tore his ACL, yeah. What, like the third play of the football season.
Yeah. Got a forfeit tonight. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Hendricks of Shikellamy on the bottom. He sits. Humphrey follows. Stays in control. Hendricks flat on the mat. Needs to work back to a base. Riding the wrist is Rowan Humphrey. Get that leg turk in on the right side. Flattens Hendricks out again. Half Nelson left. Got the far wrist. Trying to, loses the pivot point.
That's it. Keep moving now.
Hendricks sits. Humphreys chins him back. Does he?
Not yet.
Now he does.
Nope, nothing yet. Nice fight.
That's a tough way to get near fall point. And a reverse Nelson, or reverse.
Well, now he's got him on his back.
Yeah. Well, that's.
That's tight.
Oh, yeah.
There's the fall.
3:20. The time of the fall. That puts Southern back 33-32. We're back with the final match of the evening right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855.
Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Make a difference in our community today during the 2023 Subaru Share the Love event.
For every new Subaru purchase or lease, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charity partners, and W&L will personally match the donation. Choose from the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, the National Park Foundation, or our hometown charities, Geisinger Children's Miracle Network or Haven Ministries.
Plus, you can take advantage of as low as 1.9% financing on all 2023 Subaru Forester models.
Off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only. Subaru Forester models excludes PFF model trim. See W&L Subaru for complete details. Offers expire 1/2/24.
And we are back. 114 pounds. Max Holman for the Braves, a sophomore at 1-2. Freshman Caden Zachman. He is 0-0, and we are underway. Zachman, tall, lanky wrestler.
We need this one. We're down by a point. Nice slide by there by Zachman.
Caught Max reaching. Threw him right by. 2-point takedown for Zachman. Braves trailing by one.
Forfeit's going to kill us.
Absolutely. Tight waist by Zachman. He's got Holman flat on his stomach. Right near Matt's edge. And they go off the edge of the mat with 17 seconds to go. Back in the center for the restart. Zachman with a tight waist. Breaks Holman back down to the mat. Holman works back to his knees. That is the end of the first period. 2-0 lead for Caden Zachman.
Do you know if Holman's certified at 109?
I think he can go down after they get their 2 pounds. I'll tell you what he weighed in at.
Holman starts here in the top position.
Yeah, he better hurry up. He weighed in at 113.4.
Yeah, that's a long way off.
Yeah, he could have weighed in at 111.7. But... position. He stands.
Trying to get hand control. Max better soon return him or he's going to get hit for stall. Oh, he does return him.
Picks him up, plants him back down. Goes to work with a collar on the right side. Now 2-on-1 on the right side by Holman. Got to score some points here, Max. Half Nelson right.
Zachman back up to his feet. He's going to get out. Yeah,
steps away for a 1-point escape. 3-0 lead. Zachman, a tall, lanky 114-pounder. He's used that to his advantage. Again with
there's that slide by again.
Yeah, he did it again. Max a little more ready for it that time.
Yeah, he got out of it that time.
You won't let a guy hit you with the same thing 2 times in a row.
If he doesn't quit tying up like this, he's going to hit it on him a third time.
Yeah. Keeps reaching in, grabbing stuff he shouldn't be grabbing. Needs to attack those long legs.
You would think they'd be easy to get to.
Yeah.
He's got to take a shot. They're right there open. Yeah, there you go. That's it. Stand up. Stand up and cut.
Oh,
that's off the mat, though.
Do it again.
That's exactly what you got to do right there.
Well, you know what? He was in on the legs, but he didn't finish 2 feet behind. If he finishes behind.
There's another shot, but not the best one, we'll say.
3-0 after 2 periods of wrestling.
Caden gotta Zachman. Go down. Oh, and he goes neutral. Should have gone down. You get the escape and then take him down, you're tied. If you take him down here, you're still losing.
Well, and now you need to go after him. If anything, to try and tire him out.
Yeah, it's time to push the pace now.
Zachman seems to be pretty much in a very much defensive mode. High up. Opportunity for a reshot. Well, then tries to throw by to Zachman. Holman wades in on him. He's tying
down
him up
to a minute 15.
Yeah, he's tying up upper body and not changing elevations here is what he's not doing. He needs to do that. Another
slide by attempt. And at least Max is ready for it now.
He hit one, missed three.
Come on, Max, you got to pick up the pace here. You're down by three with 55 seconds to go.
Holman needs to get underneath and spar a little bit here. Looks for a leg. Zachman sprawls back to their feet. Ties up on the head. You're going to hit him with that throw by again. Under 30 seconds.
Yeah, not looking good.
Holman on the head.
Yeah, you can't. When you're down, you can't hang the head. You got to attack.
Need to be on the legs. Going to run out of time. They go off the edge of the mat.
He did warn him for stalling, but that's here nor there now.
With 7 seconds to go, it doesn't matter. He's going to run. Going to hit him again. 1 point. That'll make the final score 3-1 in favor of Caden Holman. It'll make the final score 36-32. Southern Columbia beats the Shikellamy Braves. And we will be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store
two.
In the old
Welcome
Sunbury
back.
Textile
we'll
Mill just past the Shikellamy High School
whatever,
Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make
we're
it to the store?
And I'll do
no
a wrap
problem.
Up.
Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
Hey, wrestling fans, get set for an awesome season with Shikellamy High School Wrestling, sponsored in part by Reed Relations Consulting, Sports Marketing. Reed Relations is excited to sponsor Shikellamy High School Wrestling broadcast on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tune in to catch all the action live, from takedowns to pins. It's going to be amazing. Reed Relations Sport Marketing supports high school, college, and professional athletes of all sports with expert branding services. Join us in celebrating teamwork and competition as we wish the Braves the best of luck during this season. Reed Relations Sports Marketing. Unleash your personal brand. Visit reedrelations.org. To learn more. Let's make this season legendary.
And we are back at... Okay. I really can't hear you. And we are back at Southern Columbia High School. The Braves have dropped a 36-32 decision to the Southern Columbia Tigers. Got Shikellamy coach Tim Bosch here at Matt's side with us to talk about this evening's match. See what he has to say. Coach, 36-32 against Southern Columbia. Coming in, we didn't really know what we were going to see since they've not really had any competitions other than a top hat and a state championship football game. But they were able to fill all but one of their weights, as did we, but just got the better of us where they needed to.
Yeah, they sure did. A lot of missed opportunities.
Yeah, I agree. We can talk about those.
That's wrestling, though. That's wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was a good matchup. They came ready to wrestle. Yeah. Where would you like to start?
Well, let's start at the beginning. 121. And that move worked out for them. They were originally going to forfeit 145.
Yes.
So
yep.
What they did is they moved away from Alex Reed.
Yep.
Bumped up bumped up the kids that they had at 21, 27, 33, and 39, and basically got, well, they got a split there, which is good for them. No, actually, yeah, they got a split there. With that, we got the forfeit, but.
Yeah, we, I was pretty confident in our lineup no matter what they threw. I thought we were going to come out on top, just based on wrestling ability there, but, things sometimes just don't go your way.
Yep. Well, so Reed gets a forfeit. Kisner against Gage Clausen. Now, admitted, there's some size difference, but Devin looked pretty good tonight. I mean,
he was sharp tonight.
If he just wrestled like that all the time, because it seems like he wrestles well and then he takes a night off. Wrestles well, takes a night off. But
he was focused tonight.
Right.
You could see before he ran out of the tunnel, the look in his eyes. I had an idea of what we were going to get there. So it was nice to see him go out and execute. He's been, having some challenging matches lately.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some fundamental stuff, but he looked really sharp. Wrestled well, solid position the whole time. Got the fall for us. So that's what we wanted from him. He went out and handled business.
133 pounds, Isaac McGregor. You knew you had this one in your pocket. McGregor with a quick first period fall. I honestly not even sure what the takedown was, but it worked.
Yes.
In just 23 seconds.
Yeah, he can turn a takedown into a nice scramble. Always looking for the fall. Got in there, got it over with quickly. I think he ended up turning him with a bar. Did he run a bar around his head, I think?
Yeah.
Maybe if my memory serves me, which it doesn't serve me well most of the time.
So McGregor with the fall. That brings up Derek Brubaker and Caden Gray. And it is Gray with the fall and Brubaker in the second period.
Yeah, we've been working a lot with Derek on staying in motion. He did a better job tonight moving, keeping his feet moving. Just kind of need some more awareness of when you're in trouble. We got to know when we got to get to our belly. But he had the fiery eye of the tiger in the back, so I didn't know what to expect going out there. He looked like he was ready to me. Then what do we have? Connor Sleer, 145.
Yep, Colton Hrabowski, and Hrabowski gets the fall over Sleer in the second period.
Connor's one of our freshmen we brought up. He's getting some good experience his first year here. Just some fundamental stuff we got to work on. Good position again. Got to work on that sprawl. I have high hopes for Connor moving forward.
152, A.J. Benedict and Mason Barvisky. This Barvisky kid's a horse.
Yes, he is.
Against A.J. And, boy, he just...
He was a physical kid for sure. Imposed his will out there, got the fall. What was it, a minute 26?
That gives us 160 pounds, Cole Wetzel and Jamin Golden. Cole out 2-0, then 5-1. Gave that escape up late in the second, and but just needs to keep his foot on the gas pedal.
Yeah, and he's got the cardio to do it. I'm not sure. I think that's a talk we're definitely going to have in the locker room tonight, is making sure we are confident in our abilities to push the pace. That was lacking a bit today.
At 172, Connor Wetzel against Loudon Murphy. Wetzel comes out. He put Murphy on his back every which way that could. He made up a couple of them.
Yeah.
But, man, Murphy, he kept that left shoulder up.
That's what you got to do. Yeah. You got to fight hard not to give up those bonus points, because 1 point can make the difference. He wrestled tough. Connor looked sharp as ever. Really executed well, doing the things we're working on in the room, and he's just a motivated kid. So I have high expectations this season. I think the writing's on the wall with him. He's getting after it this year.
He looks good, both on the mat and physically. He obviously has lifted a pound or two here.
Yes.
189. Man, you keep finding these tough kids for your kid. Jude Bremigan finished 30-11 last year. Man, what a horse, but I'll tell you what, you talk about gas pedal, he's got it. I mean,
yes, he does.
If there's one thing that I could say about Rocky Miller's calls tonight, is I don't think he called stalling quite quickly enough. He's calling early season stalling when nobody's in shape yet. But there could have been a few more fists in the air there, I thought.
Perhaps, but I don't want my guys relying on the ref to reward the stalling. I want them to know when it's time to take advantage of a tired opponent. And some opportunities missed there. Little awareness on that front headlock position.
Hey, wrestling fans, get set for an awesome season with Shikellamy High School Wrestling, sponsored in part by Reed Relations Consulting Sports Marketing. Reed Relations is excited to sponsor Shikellamy High School Wrestling broadcast on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tune in to catch all the action live from takedowns to pins. It's going to be amazing. Reed Relations Sport Marketing supports high school, college, and professional athletes of all sports with expert branding services. Join us in celebrating teamwork and competition as we wish the Braves the best of luck during this season. Reed Relations Sports Marketing. Unleash your personal brand. Visit ReedRelations.org. To learn more, let's make this season legendary.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First's great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Mike from Aubrey Alexander Toyota, home of the low price guarantee. If you beat our deal, we'll pay you $1,000. Aubrey Alexander Toyota would like to wish the Shikellamy Braves wrestling team good luck in their upcoming season and a special shout out to my son, senior Alex Reed. Go get him, kid. Aubrey Alexander Toyota on the strip in Sealands Grove, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, all the way to go.
40 years of business. They must be doing something right. AdOne thanks their customers for all the support. Many of them have been with AdOne for all of those 40 years. Stick with a locally owned company when you're in need of employee apparel, customer appreciation gifts, and spirit fundraising program items. They have pens and just about anything you could put a logo on. AdOne wishes everyone happy holidays and a prosperous new year. Go to mypromotionalneeds.com.
Okay, we're
back. mypromotionalneeds.com. AdOne Advertising and Design.
Okay, we're going to have another break after
Pelican
this.
Pelican Snowball Sunbury is the Susquehanna Valley's home of the world's best snowball, serving you the softest shaved ice
right.
with over 100 flavors
okay.
to choose
so
from every day. Open daily from April through September along Shikellamy Avenue in Sunbury. We can also serve the world's best snowball at any type of event that you're planning. Contact us to schedule your 2024 event today. For more information, visit us on Facebook at Pelican Sunbury PA. Pelican Snowball Sunbury. Come taste happy.
Back. Southern took our power, but we are back ready to rock and roll.
Powered up and Wi-Fi.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully. All right, so we were talking about your kid. We were talking about his gas tank. You had some choices to make there because I think you had an extra kid to weigh in there. We could have bumped some up there. And they had like five guys in the last four weights.
Yeah.
You had like four in the last three or something like that. So
yeah, I felt our best option was to stick with what we had there in the hunt for that extra bonus point or two that we needed. And then it's a struggle sometimes with those last second change-ups. But the last few guys, I think Christian wrestled well. Brody wrestled well. Brody's looking dangerous out there.
Yeah, he does.
He's a man on a mission right now. We're working on better setups to his shots. He's kind of plagued last year with diving for legs, but we're curing that as we go. And I think that showed tonight. He even cut the guy without us telling him to. So he was hungry for a couple of takedowns there.
Well, you know, the one thing I thought, too, is I was looking forward to seeing him wrestle Garrett Garcia, but Garcia didn't wrestle all last year. Just got back off the football field. I don't think they wanted him to tangle.
No.
Because they had that option. He could have gone there and they had somebody else to put in for the forfeit.
Yeah, we were hoping to get that matchup, just to get that experience against a real tough kid. But as you said, he might not be in wrestling shape yet, coming right out of football. So that certainly could have been a factor in that decision.
Final two matches of the evening, both with, you know, our young guys. Well, they have young guys, too, in there.
Yeah.
But Jacob Hendricks, you know, just a freshman. You talked about Sleer being a potentially good-looking up-and-comer. I think this Hendricks kid, the record doesn't show it, but he's a goer.
Yeah, he scrambles out there, keeps moving. Again, just little fundamental things that we expect new guys. You know, there's a beginner mistakes, but he's coming along. He's showing some good stuff. He's coachable, which is important. He listens in the mat room. he asked questions in the mat room. So, yeah, well, there's only big things coming from Hendricks. I'm excited to see where he goes.
And then you finish up with Max Hallman against Caden Zachman. The thing I would say with him is, Max, when the kid has legs longer than your entire body attack them.
Yes.
He kept trying to reach for that head, got the, well, the kid got the one throw, but I tried it three or four more times.
Yeah.
Max was ready for it, which is good.
Yeah,
but
made some adjustments.
He was able to get in on the legs with that double, but that was the last we saw of it.
Yeah, really needed to push the pace on that, especially when you take neutral. That signals to me you're ultra confident in your ability to get to those legs. So when he took neutral, I maybe he knew something I didn't know, felt something I didn't feel out there. But yeah, he was reaching for the head and not faking to the legs or taking those shots to the legs. And, well, we saw him in deep a couple of times, so I think he could have got there and finished. But that's why we wrestle. We got to get out there and do it.
Well, that makes me think of a question. Do you allow the kids to decide their position, or do you choose
it for them? No, we typically know what we're supposed to be choosing out there. Especially in when there's 3 points we got to put up on the board. I train my guys to count on that 1 point escape. That's a point in our pocket is how we look at it in the mat room. So maybe some confusion from somebody, but typically we take down in that position and get our point.
Another bit of a reminder, I guess.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. All right, one more quick question. You didn't have Sunday off like you usually do. Of course, you probably work these guys out and work harder Sunday than anything. We were up at Central Mountain where we're going on Thursday for the first ever competition for the girls.
Yes.
And my observations were, I saw what I thought I was going to see.
Mm-hmm.
Some girls that were just starting off.
Yep.
But as we talked afterwards, it didn't stay that way for long. The girls looked pretty darn impressive, I thought.
Yeah, they certainly impressed me. I was nervous after that first match, but, you know, thinking back to, I can't even remember my first time stepping on a mat and competing, but I can only imagine what was going through their minds.
Yeah.
It had to be terrifying. It had to be a bit of a shock. But what impressed me was the adjustment they made in a very short time and started wrestling super tough. Got a lot of compliments from other coaches on how coachable our girls were.
Yeah.
And we certainly saw that during the matches. They were listening for the techniques, and as we were calling them, they were actually executing. So a lot of lessons could be taken. Maybe the boys need to get there and watch and experience that. But certainly a fun time. It was great to get them started. A lot of excitement surrounding the program. We've got some more girls already signing up because they want to be part of it. So very exciting times for girls wrestling, without a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Such a fun day. I know it was probably a lot of confusion for you. And then you put your poor father-in-law in charge of setting up those junior high matches. I never saw him look so frustrated in all my life. I'm talking about Wade Fatul. Did a great job of matching those kids up, and we had a lot of real good success in the junior high mats as well. I think we had some girls that won all their matches. You put them in there.
Yeah, the junior high girls are looking tough. They showed up ready to wrestle.
Yeah.
And, just a great time. A little chaotic, but, again, everybody's getting their feet underneath them and figuring out how tournaments work and where we're supposed to be at what time during matches and whatnot. So, definitely a bit of a learning curve for everybody, but very fun. It was very rewarding seeing those girls go out there and perform already.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will get to see them again on Thursday night. Again, boy, if you can make it up to Central Mountain, I can tell you those girls would really appreciate it, because one thing that they do not lack is enthusiasm.
They are
more enthusiastic than any boys team I've ever seen in my life. And not only for their own teammates, but for these girls that they never met before and now are friends.
Yeah, it's incredible to see the difference in relationships out there on the mat.
Yeah, sure,
is. Very encouraging all the way around. And certainly the support of the team is something to witness. So I think my ears are still ringing from those girls screaming behind me.
My Apple Watch told me it was 100 decibels a couple times in there. But, as I said, I saw No stalling, no unsportsmanlike conduct, no tears. I only saw lots of effort.
Yeah, yeah, huge effort. And we're going to continue to see a great effort. The girls are excited to get back out on the mat and compete. So hopefully some people can make it out and check it out, because it's certainly exciting and fun to watch.
Yeah, sure is. Sure is. Well, Coach, thank you very much. Get back in the room. Get those kids ready for Thursday, because as tough as this was tonight, I don't know how to tell you this. It's going to be tougher on Thursday.
I know what's coming.
All right.
It's coming.
Very good. Thank you very much. Shikellamy Coach Tim Bush talking about tonight's 36-32 loss by the Shikellamy Braves to the Southern Columbia Tigers. So, again, the Braves back in action on Thursday night. And that's everybody in the Braves uniform. Junior high, the girls' team, the boys' team, they'll all be up there at Central Mountain High School in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. So, from the Southern Columbia High School, where, again, the final score, Southern Columbia 36, Shikellamy 32. Southern Columbia starts her season off at 1-0. The Braves drop to 1-3. Join me again next on Thursday when the Braves travel to Central Mountain to take on the Wildcats. For Caleb Long, pushing all the right buttons high atop our Blue Hill studios, this is Steve Williams inviting you back when the Braves throw down in the Resolute. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good night. All righty. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
Think sports. Think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Thanks for listening to Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK.